You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. In 1950, 5 years after the end of World War II, the mining and ranching communities of Powell County, Montana, were as tired of war as the rest of the country. Most people weren't thrilled to hear the U.S. was entering yet another conflict halfway around the world.
My fellow citizens, at noon today, I sent a message to the Congress about the situation in Korea.
But a lot of men who'd been too young to fight in World War II felt they'd missed out on something, despite the fact that nearly all of them had lost friends and relatives in that conflict. Jack Price was a ranch kid from Avon, and he was as eager as any of them. He joined the Marines right out of high school. If he hadn't had a bunch of ribs broken by a peevish cow, he would have made it to Korea earlier. As it was, he still got there by his 21st birthday, May 3rd, 1952.
And then we went on up the Yellow Sea into Incheon.
Was there a time when you thought maybe you're not going to come back?
Oh, more than once. Yeah. I was a machine gunner, mostly. And a flamethrower. So that's, you know, it's not good business. We went out on Little Siberia and we were on Bunker Hill. But I don't want to talk about that.
Jack was stationed for a year along the so-called main line of resistance. He spent 60 days at a time in a bunker with one other Marine equipped with a flamethrower, a 50 caliber machine gun, an M1 carbine, and a Colt automatic pistol. At night, they'd go out on patrols. During the hot, rainy season, the bunker was a muddy mess. When winter came, it was all they could do to keep warm.
There was guerrillas there on our from our site in Panmunjom, and we were supplying with mortars and ammunition. And you could hear them fighting at night, but they'd be hollering and screaming.
After a long, difficult, dangerous year in Korea, Jack Price returned home. He went back to ranch work. He got a job in a local phosphate mine. He got married. He became a horseshoe-throwing champion. But he says for him and the other returning Korean War vets, something was missing.
When we came back, we thought, boy, we got a lot of stories down. There was not anybody interested in stories like that, you know, and which is probably good, you know. But nobody hardly asked you what you did or where you were at or anything like that. And it was just kind of a forgotten deal, you know.
I know you were in difficult situations, a lot of hardship personally, saw a lot of things. And then you come back, you want to share some of it with someone.
And no one really cared. It was just didn't seem like anybody was interested. They might have been burned out on the World War II or something. I don't know.
A few weeks ago, 60 years after leaving Korea, Jack Price went back. He toured the country with a small group of Korean War vets and their families. He says he wasn't sure exactly what he was looking for.
We went to Panmunjom, and when I was there, it was just like dirt. There was no vegetation really at all. It had been all gone, and you couldn't even find out where you think you were. It's all new buildings, and there's lots of them. You can't, as far as you can see. But they had a memorial for us, and they have a wall, you know, for all the nations. And I went and I found Montana, and I found Robert Cooper from Deer Lodge. He was killed, and he was right at the top of one of the rows. It kind of felt kind of empty, you know. You might have thought you did something, and nobody wanted to know anything about it, you know, what you did.
We have sent land, sea, and air forces to assist in these operations. We have done this because we know that what is at stake here is nothing less than our national security and the peace of the world.
You've been listening to Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images from today's story and for more stories from the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.